In May, we reported that two military bases near Pittsburgh International Airport tested positive for PFAS contamination. PFAS is a class of so-called forever chemicals. They don't degrade, and they can contaminate water supplies. Now, Oliver Morrison of PublicSource.org has found that the airport itself likely has this chemical contamination, too.
AFFF is the problem. It stands for aqueous film-forming foam. It's a special firefighting foam developed in the late 1960s. It's really good at putting out fuel fires like the ones that can happen during a plane crash. Bob Sharding worked as a firefighter at Pittsburgh International Airport from 1987 to 2007. He explains why.
Aqueous film-forming foam floats on the surface, so as the fire goes out, it creates a blanket that keeps it from reigniting.
But like many other products, such as Teflon and Scotchgard, AFFF contains PFAS chemicals. If ingested, these chemicals can cause cancers, kidney disease, and hormone disruptions. I talked to five former firefighters at the airport, including Sharding. They say they didn't know these foams were toxic, so instead of cleaning it up, they would let it seep into the ground or wash into streams.
Just about every drop of foam that they ever bought went onto the ground, into the soil, into the waterways of the state.
Sharding says they spilled AFFF when testing the foam equipment. They also used it to cover fuel spills at the airport. And during yearly fire drills, the firefighters said they ignited diesel fuel on a pit of water, then they would practice spraying foam on it and leave it on the ground. In total, he estimates, they spilled thousands of gallons of AFFF.
The FAA totally required it, and to the best of my knowledge, didn't really care how you went about doing it, just as long as they got their numbers.
The Allegheny County Airport Authority released a statement saying it has already switched over to a less toxic form of foam, though they didn't say when. The statement also says the authority is minimizing impacts from its equipment testing. The firefighters said they sometimes use AFFF away from the airport, including at a training facility in North Park. Sharding also remembers a big fire in the county along Allegheny River Boulevard.
There was a restaurant and they were losing it, and so the chief said, quick, go to the airport, tell them we need foam.
Just a little bit of AFFF can cause a big problem. At one fire station in Rhode Island, investigators say a single 5-gallon can of foam contaminated the well water of more than 30 homes. Now $3 million is being spent to connect those homes to a different water supply. Public Source looked at Pittsburgh airport records, and between 2012 and 2018, the airport purchased nearly 5,000 gallons of foam. The firefighters say that similar amounts of foam have been used since the 1970s. In June, I approached Christina Kosotis, Chief Executive Officer for the Allegheny County Airport Authority, after a board meeting.
That is a really high likelihood that there's contamination on the airport. Is the airport going to do anything?
We've done everything that we're required to do, and we'll continue to do everything that we're required.
She's right. There are no laws or regulations that require the airport to do anything about PFAS yet. Congress is looking at legislation. The US EPA is looking into creating new rules. But it could take years. Meanwhile, the public drinking water at the Moon Township Municipal Authority near the airport is already treated to remove PFAS chemicals. But residents with private water wells could be drinking contaminated water. So I asked Kosotis about a National Science Foundation study that recommended airports start looking at how they used AFFF in the past. That way, the airport would know where to look for problems.
Listen, we're doing everything that's required by DEP and the EPA and everything that's required by the FAA. We follow all the rules.
Have you done a historical analysis? Because the National Science Foundation 2017 asked.
All of the rules.
But many airports are going beyond what the rules require. Martha's Vineyard Airport started testing for PFAS last year. It discovered 14 homes had contamination above the EPA's health advisory. So the airport is installing filters for their drinking water. Will Pittsburgh's airport eventually follow suit? Right now, they won't say. I'm Oliver Morrison for PublicSource.org.
You can find the full report at PublicSource.org. They're a news partner of ours. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.